Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your
Hello, this is Madeline Bass, and this is Empowering Your Mind, and I'm so glad that you could take the time out to join me today. We have a Monday dose of Get You Started, and we are here to empower your minds to be greater with creating greater lifestyles by changing your status and raising your standards. I want you to be excited about everything that is going on. Those of you who are looking at the little PowerPoint, I don't think I have anything up today as far as pictures. But if there are, I hope you're enjoying it and you're writing down your information. I just want you to be super excited about what you're doing, your business, your ministry, your church. And, of course, here at Empowering Your Mind, we want you to take everything that you're doing in Christ to the next level. We're believers in business. We're believers in life. We're believers in ministry. And we're moving forward, and we can't be concerned about what the world thinks about your journey. You know, we can look at some of the stories, we can reflect on maybe some people that you may know in the Bible, but Noah, people thought Noah was crazy. We use David a lot of times because he fell, but he was a king, but he was a great man, and in the beginning he was very humble to his spirit, and as he grew, he acknowledged the fact that he messed up. He went before the Lord and he repented, but he was a great king. He was a great man. Job was a servant after God's own heart. And so we have all of these men that we can look to as individuals who were flawed, molded, on and on. But there is one that leads us and that guides us and that directs us and protects us, and that is Christ himself. And that's the one that we need to take leadership from. Any tips you need, it shouldn't be hard. I mean, a lot of times we don't want to do what we're supposed to do because we don't want to step up. We have excuses for everything. We want to have an excuse for why we can't or won't or don't see it. Maybe we don't have the finances. Maybe we don't have the skills or the knowledge that we think we have. But what God assigns, he equips. And those who have great things, too much is given, much is required. So we can't get to the place where we want God to give us all of this greatness and we're not equipped mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially. We're not equipped to handle it. So if you don't have much finances, then look at your knowledge level as far as what you're wanting to do. Do you really have the skill set? Do you have the knowledge? Do you have the go-to, the endurance to get it done? Look at that. That's so important. And a lot of times we have these big dreams and we have all of these goals and visions that we want to do in Jesus' name, but we haven't bothered to be prepared to get the information that we need so that we don't mislead anyone. Even scripturally, get solid our relationship with Christ as far as so we can hear him and we can get the direction in which we're to go in. So my question to you is, why are you second-guessing? If you know that God gave this to you, this assignment is yours, that he has told you that this is the direction, the ministry, this is the place. Some people make moves, and they say, you know, the Lord told me. Okay, well, if the Lord told you, then why aren't you moving? Why aren't you doing what it is that the Lord has told you to do? If you know God's giving you an assignment, why are you second-guessing? That's the only one that matters. Noah stayed persistent for 120 years it took him to build that ark. That's a long time. Building something because God told him something was coming called rain. and they had never heard of rain. They didn't know what it was. What was it supposed to do? Rain? What's rain? So they thought he was crazy. So the vision that God gives you, sometimes people may not have ever heard of it or seen it. And that's kind of what I'm dealing with this illness. Doctors don't know what it is, or because they don't know what it is, I'm a mental state. I'm crazy. I need some psychological help because I trust a God who is the creator of me to either completely heal me or to reveal to whomever he chooses to see what it is. There's a first for everything, everyone, and you may be the person that's assigned to that first. There's nothing new in the sight of God, nothing under the sun. Everything that's going on, you can't trick him, hoodwink him, fool him, nothing. You can't get over on him. You can't hide from him, nothing. So why are you second-guessing the one that knows all, sees all, if he's told you, if he's the one that truly told you, this is what I want you to do, why are you second-guessing it? Why are you wondering? Because it's hard? Because you can't figure it out? Why are you second-guessing? As believers in business, we need to gather as much information as we can. We need to study to show our own self, to be approved, provable. People follow people that know what they're doing. That goes with anything, church, business, whatever. A lot of people want to get a job at these big corporations because they pay a lot, but they're paying based on your knowledge. Most of the time they want you degreed, and they feel like if you're degreed, you know what you're doing. Some companies go based on experience because they feel like if you have the experience, you know what you're doing. And don't be degreed and full of experience because they just might tell you you overqualify. I've had that happen to me before. So it doesn't mean stop learning. God may have something greater than what you're looking for. What you're expecting, he may have greater in mind. I have this blog. But who knows, God, for this blog, God has a greater thing going on with this blog because it reaches the masses. People can go on, click it, look at it, listen to it later, whatever they want. They have a way to connect with me without me being out there traveling and going. You know, you got movie stars, they're here, they're there, they're running their bodies crazy and ragged, and they're going through all of this extra to be in these different places, making appearances and concerts. And yes, they're doing what they love to do. But at the same time, there's a cost that goes with that. And it's not just financial. You're emotionally and mentally drained. People are pulling at you, tugging at you. You have no privacy. You know, so when y'all are wanting all this fame and glory, there may be some psychos out there even that may want to harm you because of what you know, what you're doing. The jealousy, hatred, it's all around. You know, don't let people be hating on you because you're doing what God told you to do. He's blessing you in your hardships, in your trials. He is prepping you so that you will be able to help so many other people down the road. Be excited in what God has for you. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. He has a plan for you, and that's what we need to be excited about. So don't second guess what he's giving you to do. Don't wonder if it's right or left. If you clearly heard him say go right, why are you standing there going, well, is left going? Left might. If more people going, if he said go right, go right. If you know for sure that's his voice, and you've got to get the relationship with him so that you will know. You've got to get the information. We're here, we're empowering you, we're giving you this information and the nuggets that you need. People will tend to listen to people who are already so-called successful, and we've talked about what we've thought about success. But don't forget that everyone has to start somewhere. Bill Gates started in his garage. That's where he got the idea, presented it, and 13 people showed up and 3 hung around. So guess what? They missed out. But he knew that this is something that's going to be big later. And right now, his kids, it's that generational wealth. It's there now because he saw a vision, and he followed through with it. But the man had knowledge, information that needed, the foresight, and he trusted whatever it was that was in him. He trusted his gut, as some people may call it gut, intuition, whatever you want to call it. But you've got to believe in you. If you don't believe in you, why in the world would I? Okay, so believe in you enough to keep going, even though it gets hard. So Real with Madeline, we're here to empower you on a daily basis, because you can go back and listen to the archives. You can, as many times as you want, you even have availability to download it. So with the information that we're giving, we want you to grow. We want you to grow, and we want you to be empowered. And I want to be able to, on Mondays, I'm going to try to just throw nuggets out there, because I don't want to give you too much information and you get overwhelmed, because I do understand that as well. But I want to give it to you in spells and stands is good for you. So I hope that this was a help for you today, and I want you to continue to grow. Join me Wednesday and Saturday on Soul Real with Madeline, 347-326-9924. Or you can share with your friends the playback of this episode, someone you may know that missed the show. Allow them to hear it, and that number is 712-775-7089. And the access code is 479358#. This has been Madeline Bass, and we're empowering your mind, and we want you to keep growing and keep going in the direction that God has for you. Stop second guessing. Trust what God has given you to do and keep growing. Have a wonderful Monday. I'm Madeline Bass. Stay empowered.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad.